Yeah, so as you may have heard back at the beginning of the program, we made the joke that it's going to be a lot easier to catch up with Cardi now that they don't have a bus to chase. So so thrilled that our friends at Cardi are now both mobile and have an established home, and we're so pleased to welcome Claire Murray back to the show, one of the principals with this organization that is creating opportunities for student artists to learn and grow, not just in dozens of different schools across the region, but now in their very own home base in the Westville section of New Haven. We'll be talking a lot more to Claire about that and some of the other cool things happening with Cardi. We just want to tell you about another one. Mark your calendars and get ready for all the excitement that comes when first responders hit the dance floor for a great cause. On Friday, October 23rd, a very special group of Adams House first responder dancers will be taking the stage for a Dancing with the Stars event you won't forget at Fairfield Theater Company to compete and help raise funds supporting this Shelton-based nonprofit and its unique immersive grief and trauma response program, which is all provided at no cost to families. They want to fulfill the goal that no child or family grieves alone. If you'd like to get to know this organization, learn more, become a sponsor of the event, or reserve your tickets, just go to AdamsHouseCT.org. All right. So, Claire, welcome back. It's been quite a year or so since the last time we talked.
Thank you for having me, John. It's so nice to have a moment to celebrate what's going on with Cardi.
So let's remind people and celebrate the very beginnings of this effort, which really started off as a really cool idea. You saw the deficit within the landscape of our public school systems in terms of the loss of arts programming, and you decided to do something about it.
You know, there's just so much learning that can happen in a museum environment from working with art media, art materials, and understanding and exploring their potentialities. And right, that's all in the artistry kind of world, but also just that slowing down and marveling at details and works of art and training the brain to think more critically and rationing and reasoning. And so all of that to say, when we started Cardi, we wanted to do a lot. We wanted to reach that gap of limited arts funding, but also to push all children in the direction of developing their higher order thinking or, you know, lifelong success in the 21st century.
Yeah, I have to say, Claire, I think about you and folks that are doing similar work or pushing to advocate for more artistic and creative activities as part of the daily school curriculum. And when we kind of look at the crazy roller coaster ride our state's students have been on over the past decade, and some of the outcomes that we're seeing in test scores and, you know, and things going on socially in our communities, I have to wonder that as we started losing the ability to open the door to arts and creativity, if that is not playing some role in this, you know, in the kind of the pits and valleys of the development of our students here in the state.
I couldn't agree more. I think the arts, and I mean the 100 languages of arts, right? The many ways in which you can work with them, the language or set of languages that every child has innately, and we're not honoring those and letting those shine. And we're just saying, you know, we need to speak and be tested in a certain one prescriptive way. There's a whole other part of the child that also needs our attention and frankly might be excelling even more than we could have known. And how great if we could take more of an assets-based approach, right? And reach all children in the different ways that they do deserve to be appreciated for. Mm.
So tell us a number of the ways that up to this point of the establishment of the actual brick and mortar Cardi Center, the range of activities that the bus has been able to bring and share in these dozens of different school communities and other private and public settings across the state since you started this whole ride.
Yeah, 7 years. Can you imagine? We've been building from our first year working with 7 school partners to now way over 40. Mm-hmm. And with each of those school partners, we develop a series of visits for each school year where we'll start by introducing this new juried student art exhibition and dive into it and marvel at it. All of the art-making experiences paired to enrich the looking experiences, all of the discussion, not just verbal, also through those many, many different languages of art, building toward the direction of facilitating really awesome collaborative exercises where kids are practicing not just being kids in school, but kids in society, kids with civic engagement and cultural engagement. And then we build toward a really awesome project at the end of the year that the schools can be proud of, that their students have kind of taken direction on to document their learning with Cardi. Mm. And all of that's happening concurrent with the pop-up programming we're increasingly drawn to, honoring that kids are more than kids in school, and we want to make sure there's like this double reinforcement that, you know, grown-ups are also with their kids and seeing and sharing the joy of looking and learning in a museum, for the child then to internalize that a museum is meant for them and they can do a lot of really important work and fun, but it's also, you know, underneath all of that foundational learning. So those pop-ups happening in libraries, in markets, in festivals, in public space. And now, fortunately, we get to go deeper in all of that, and it's not just the bus parked up for 2 hours. It's us opening our doors in our new headquarters for a full day of drop-by open studios. This last weekend, we had a family come in and spend just 4 hours with us, like endless time to explore with materials, to work together as a family unit, and to have Cardi educators supporting and facilitating and deepening experiences, but super open.
Well, share with us a little bit of the journey between, at what point in the past 7 years did you realize that, you know, the next step really has to be an art center with some degree of permanence versus the mobile nature of Cardi as it was and continues to be up to now?
Few reasons. The first of which, in this new headquarter space, we have dedicated space to showcase solo exhibitions of one student artist at a time. And so with our, you know, 28-foot bus, we can do a lot, we can show a lot. Mm. But that is a limitation we have. And if we want to share more, if we want to spotlight more, we need more space. And so that being one reason. Another being that sense, that spirit of community can really be fostered in a curated environment. And when that curated environment has real roots that you can walk up to, you can repeatedly return to, there's some real power to that.
I guess it's kind of challenging and maybe even a little frustrating for young people to kind of have that magical experience of the Cardi bus rolling up, and then maybe their world suddenly changes, and they take a brush and some paint and make some marks on a canvas or a surface, and suddenly, an hour ago they weren't artists, now they're artists, and then the bus rolls away and is gone. Here, this opportunity for people, as you said, to kind of keep coming back. It's like you can say, you know, every Saturday morning at 11, we're going to have this reoccurring opportunity for young people, and the ability to more practically and expeditiously build talent and self-worth, and the social aspect of creativity starts to really flourish.
It really does. It really does. And we're just one weekend into programming in this new space, but I can't wait to see where and how we can be responsive to community ideas and needs. And if a group of teens want to start gathering, well, let's do it. You know, now that we have the space, we can.
Does the space provide for an expanded array of creative activities that you just couldn't do? I mean, obviously you said, there's gallery space. So that gives an opportunity for, little opening activities, family and friends gathering, aside from, general public viewing of the work. Are there things that you just couldn't do in the bus that you're going to be able to do in terms of broadening the ways that individuals who visit might be able to tap into their creative souls?
Absolutely. We do a lot within our small but mighty bus in regards to setting up really exquisite displays of materials to invite exploration and making and alongside the looking. But in this space, we can expand that scope and create real installations that are encouraging and that demand our attention. And that's different than in our bus, where the materials are there as a tool, as a resource. In this new space, the materials are there to guide some really awesome work and go further than we really frankly could have in our, again, small mighty little bus.
Mm. As we move toward August and back to school and the fall season, do you have any activities that are either in the planning stage that you can talk about, or actually events or activities that you've planned and announced?
September is going to be a big month for us in honoring the student artists whose works are going to be going up inside of our bus for the 2026-2027 school year. So the lovely student artist ceremony will have an additional fall open house where we'll unveil this new exhibition that lives on the bus, but again, expanding the scope in our new space, thinking about the theme of this new exhibition and how we can dive into really powerful art experiences in that spirit. And then we move further into the fall, and I cannot wait to get the community invited to come out for our first ever fall festival, October 17th, where we'll have artist booths, we'll have all sorts of family-friendly activities, messy, not messy, alive, a day full of pure art and fun and joy and community.
So folks can find out and catch up on the schedule of Carty events, whether on the road or at their new Westville, New Haven Center. CARTIE.org is their website. And we've been saying Westville, Claire. Where exactly is the center in Westville? Because as much as we love to wander and meander through Westville, we do want to get to you. So where is your new storefront?
903 Whaley Ave.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I appreciate the conversation this morning, and really want to congratulate you on behalf of our whole Connoisseur Media family for taking this next and critical important step of expansion in a whole new and exciting way. So Thank you for catching us up on all things CARTIE, CARTIE.org is their website. Claire Murray is the one that started this whole wild and incredible ride, oh, these 7 years ago. And now the celebration of their permanent space there on Whaley Avenue in the Westville section of New Haven. Claire, great to speak with you, and thank you again.
Congratulations. Thank you.